A new movie about an artist's life bypasses the myth of the self-destructive, misunderstood genius popularized in Pollock. The documentary Keep the River on Your Right follows a painter who turned his back on the New York art scene to look for inspiration in some of the world's most remote places. David Darcy reports.
Tobias Schneebaum lives in a small studio in West Beth, a renovated warehouse in Greenwich Village. On the walls behind thick tropical plants, there's a large abstract painting, a sunburst of green and yellow, by Schneebaum. There are also huge carved wooden shields from New Guinea and two shells of human skulls.
That skull on the left there is one that was from a decapitated body. They put a hole in the temple with a stone axe. Then the brains were taken out and either given to the old people or to the war chief to eat.
New York consumed abstract artists like Jackson Pollock in the 1950s. Schneebaum also showed his abstract paintings in galleries here and then began to travel to Mexico and Peru.
I needed subject matter, and so I would go off into the jungle or across the desert or wherever and make sketches wherever I went. Like that painting up there is of the Danakil Desert in Ethiopia, right near Eritrea. And I went because I'd heard that these people were penis hunters, the Danakil, and they were much more interesting than the other people in the area to me.
The documentary Keep the River on Your Right retraces Schneebaum's steps.
It's so pretentious to say that I was out searching for something, but I suppose I was. I wanted some kind of inner peace, and I hadn't yet found it.
That search took Schneebaum to the jungles of Peru, where he lived for so long with a tribe that practiced cannibalism that the U.S. government wrote him off as dead. Later, in New Guinea, he started writing as well as painting and drawing. He eventually produced 6 books. The film Keep the River on Your Right takes its title from one of them. Filmmakers David and Laurie Shapiro literally found the book on the street.
One day I was walking on Avenue B and 7th Street, and I found a box of books on the street. And in that box were Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, the Tofu Cookbook, Armies of the Night, and this other book, Keep the River on Your Right, which neither of us had ever heard of. But we loved it. We read it, passed it back and forth, and we thought, this is it. This is great. But we thought, this is written in 1969. It was yellow, dog-eared, and we thought it was out of print, and the guy was probably dead. But on a hunch, we looked his name up in the phone book and gave him a call. And that's how we met Tobias Schneebaum.
Schneebaum was not the first painter to travel to faraway places, but he says he wasn't trying to be Paul Gauguin.
In the first place, he was interested in women more than men, and I was interested in men more than women.
Schneebaum is reunited with a former lover in the film, and he's been criticized for getting too close to his subjects. But Catholic Bishop Alphonse Suwada of the Asmat region of New Guinea, where Schneebaum worked, says the artist's sketches of carvings done for a museum there have been crucial to outside understanding of that culture.
He would know how to do these sketches of the art. He said, marvelous thing. So I got a hold of Tobias. We sat down and talked, and he says, well, we need a catalog. The fact that he was Jewish didn't matter at all. Tobias is homosexual, that was his matter, not my matter.
Schneebaum's photographs, notebooks, and drawings of New Guinea are also valued by the Metropolitan Museum of Art, where Virginia Webb is a curator.
Tobias really studied the art in these areas very very thoroughly. So it's very important for the study of Asmat art to have these drawings and these journals, all of his research notes for our collections.
Tobias Schneebaum was not always welcomed outside scholarly circles. In the early 1970s, when Keep the River on Your Right and its story of cannibalism in Peru was published, Schneebaum shocked TV talk show host Mike Douglas.
Did you actually take part in the eating of the flesh?
Yes, I did.
Oh, goodness. Why do you say that?
Well, I did.
How could you?
Well, it was part of it.
Well, it was simple. I was there.
How did
with
it taste? How did it taste?
It tasted a little bit like pork.
Like pork?
Like pork.
Schneebaum got a tremendous amount of attention at the time, says filmmaker Laurie Shapiro.
But the world wasn't really ready for him. He once told us that it was easier to talk about cannibalism, for example, than it was to talk about homosexuality. And we find that kind of shocking.
These days, Tobias Schneebaum remains the most shocked by at least one thing he did.
It was just a small piece of flesh. Awful.
Are you a cannibal?
Well, that one instance, certainly, I was a cannibal. But that doesn't make me a cannibal. I'm not a cannibal. I'm something quite different. I'm the opposite of a cannibal. At least I think I am. But then one always looks at oneself quite differently from the way other people see you.
Filmgoers may get to see even more of Tobias Schneebaum. Besides the documentary Keep the River on Your Right, which is showing at theaters around the country, filmmakers David and Laurie Shapiro are working on a dramatic adaptation of Schneebaum's travels. Schneebaum sees himself being played by Brad Pitt. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.